This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is ordering a tourist mine where one person died last week and others were trapped to halt operations until further notice. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The state agency tasked with oversight of mines has sent a cease and desist letter to the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine in Cripple Creek, at least until investigators can complete inspections and a review. The Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety says annual inspections last performed in August indicate the mine was safe with no violations or hazards. The agency has not provided copies of public records, including inspections, despite several requests by CPR News. 46-year-old employee Patrick Weir was killed in the malfunction that trapped others 1,000 feet underground. On its website, the mine says they're closed until further notice. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Colorado Court of Appeals heard arguments Thursday in the defamation lawsuit by a former Dominion Voting Systems employee. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The case centers on Eric Coomer's defamation lawsuit against the Trump campaign and a number of people in Trump's orbit. Thursday's hearing was about Rudy Giuliani's appeal of a lower court decision to let the defamation case against him move forward. Coomer was at the center of false claims that he personally rigged the election for President Joe Biden. The three-judge panel heard arguments from both sides for 30 minutes and will issue a written decision at a later date on Giuliani's appeal. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state is now tracking three respiratory viruses, and for now there are fewer than 100 people in the hospital with coronavirus, flu, and RSV. 88 Coloradans are hospitalized with COVID, a decline of nearly 40 from last week. Only 7 people are hospitalized with flu and 1 with RSV. The CDC recommends everyone ages 6 months and older receive the updated COVID-19 vaccine. A new state dashboard tracks all three viruses in the same place. This is CPR News.